So my podcast is called Diving with Vanilla. And you guys are divers. Now, why the word diving or diver? Because with my podcast, we will be going deep. And there's no limits as to where we will be going. So get your swim clothes on, because you're going to dive. You're going to dive into fitness. You're going to dive into mental health. We're going to dive into spirituality. We are going to get deep, grimy, to the point, realistic. So hey, keep vibing with me as we dive together to a better understanding of who we are, why we're here, what purpose we have in this world. So let's vibe, let's dive, and let's get deep. All right, y'all. So just like Beyonce, don't worry. We gonna be getting information. Okay? All right. So, I want to give you the reason behind this podcast, because it's actually something that I've been wanting to do. And, you know, when all of us have these, you know, that voice in our head of like, I'll put it off, you can do tomorrow or whatever. But I want to take this time that we're on COVID quarantine. I want to take the time to, you know, go into what I want to do now that I have the extra time. And I think everything happens for a reason. I haven't really spoken much about what's going on, because I don't want to dwell on what's the problem. I don't want to dwell on what's going on. Instead, I want to see what I can do in the time, instead of complaining, oh my God, I'm home, there's nothing to do. Yes, there's lots to do. You can invest in yourself. You can make yourself a better person. You can get to dig deep down and figure out what it is you really want to do. So having said that, this podcast is me being there for you. I might not be there next to you, but just know that you got me, and I can vibe with you. I can rock with you. DM me if you have to. Send me a message if you have to. If you need someone to talk to, I'm here. Because you know what? I never had that growing up. I never had that when I was going through my struggles and, you know, my time. I never had that guidance. And I want to be here. And as I'm evolving, because I'm still growing as a person, I want to be here growing, evolving with you and myself, because it's a partnership. So as I grow, I want to help you grow. As you grow, you're going to help me grow. So we
hold your baby.
no guidance. I wasn't sure. I was just a hot mess. I was getting into the wrong things. I was, you know, here and there, and you know. And then I, at 21, I got pregnant with my son, and you know, that also played a major role into who I am and what I want to achieve. Because for me, I want to be able to leave a legacy for my son. Unfortunately, my parents did not have a legacy for me. They did not leave anything for me. They're still alive, don't worry. But, you know, I didn't grow up with a gold spoon or a silver spoon in my mouth. Everything I had, had, I had to work for it. I have to change the way I think. I have to change my appearance, because my appearance, when I did my self-searching, my appearance, I was so insecure with my body. I was just lost. And then I found God. I found the right people to be around. There was one person in my life that played a major role into who I am becoming. You know, that person taught me a lot about life. That person sat me down and, you know, walked me through certain things. And for that, I'm grateful. And I will be sharing all of those steps with you that that person shared with me, because it's valuable information. And I believe the same way it transformed my life, it can transform your life as well. If you're swimsuit, meet me next week, because we will be diving in your swimsuit to dive. Okay, diver. All right, so meet me next week, and we will go a bit deeper. We will, you know, we're on the surface right now, and I want us to get our feet in. Even if we just want to wet it a little bit, we're going to dive into something. So join me next week, and just so you know, I will be doing a podcast one time a week. So every week, you know, guarantee that you will get a podcast from me. And if I don't do it, guess what? Hit me up and say, Danella, what's up with the podcast, girl? You better stop playing with your life. All right, so that's it for now. And thank you so much. Leave your comments, DM me if you have something to say. Like, I'm open up to suggestions, like topics that you might want to hear. Because remember, it's a partnership. It's about you and I, not just about me. So let's dive together. Thank you.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dive In with Danella. How are my divers doing? I hope you guys are doing great. Today we will be diving into how I got started on my weight loss journey and what I did. I'm sharing this with you in the hopes of helping you and making you become a better person, more confident, and just loving yourself. So get comfy wherever you are, because I am going to share what I did, and yeah, so get comfy. All right, guys, so the first thing that I did was I did a 3-day detox. Why? Because you don't want to put new on old. So I knew that I needed to get all of that toxic stuff out of my body. That's one. The second thing that I did, I put myself on a 16-hour fasting plan. What does that include? My first meal would be at 12, and my last meal would be at 8 or a little before that. But during that time was my eating window, and once it was before or after that time, no more eating for me. Also, lemon became my best friend. I did try the apple cider vinegar and lemon and honey, and it was good. It was actually working, but the taste was I could not do it. So I jumped ship with that, and I stuck with the lemon. So I just would put the lemon in my water and drink it, and it tasted pretty good. So that is something that, you know, worked. And after like a few weeks, like maybe 2 to 3 weeks, you will start seeing and feeling the difference. Also, make grapefruit your friend. Grapefruit is very, very, very good for you. The next thing I did, I commit myself to working out 5 days a week for an hour. Now, if you cannot push yourself to an hour, you can do 30 minutes. All you need to do is push yourself to do at least 30 minutes if you cannot make that hour, but you need to be consistent. So I've shared with you my fasting. I've shared what I drank. I've shared, speaking of drinking, water. Make water your best friend. My friends and I, we did this gallon a day. And boy, I was going to the bathroom at like literally every 3 minutes. The most annoying thing ever, but it's good. It actually flushes you out, and that's what you need to get all of that waste and toxic stuff out of your body. And watch what you eat. Now, the first time that I was trying to lose weight, I restricted myself from so many food. Guess what? I went back to the food, and it all the way came right back on. So you learn from your past experience, and I did. So instead of restricting myself or depriving myself from certain food, I lessened my portion. So instead of having a big one, I would have a small one or a medium. So I still ate what I wanted to eat, but I ate in small portions. And that is basically it. The detox, working out 5 days a week for an hour, lemon water, and also you can include cucumber in your water. It's a good detox water as well. And that's basically what I did. If you like, I can send you the recipe to the detox that I use. It's really good. It's tasty. It does not have a yucky taste. I actually enjoyed it. So I can send that to you if you would like. Oh, I also got a waist strainer, and I bought it from Amazon. It was only about $25. And this is the first waist strainer that I've worn that actually stays in place when I'm either working out or, you know, doing errands or, you know, just going about my business. It's actually comfortable, and you don't even feel like you're wearing it. So check it out if you want that link. I can also send that to you. So that's all I have for you for now. Let me know how it goes. If you have any questions, feel free to leave a comment, DM me. But that's all. And see you next time when we're diving with Danella.